Hi, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. I'm Brian Zimmerman, Senior Director, Client Content and Strategy with Becker's Hospital Review. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by Liz Tonkin, CEO, MedPro Healthcare Staffing. Liz, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much, Brian. It's a pleasure to speak with you today.
Liz, could you begin by just telling us a little bit about yourself and your history and MedPro's history?
Absolutely, Brian. I began my journey into the wonderful world of healthcare way back in 1979 when I graduated with my BSN from the University of Rhode Island and moved to Florida to become a staff nurse at a hospital in Miami, which today happens to be one of the most prestigious teaching facilities in the country. I was fortunate and worked my way into various executive positions, which included chief nursing officer, chief operating officer within the nation's actual largest healthcare system. And in the late 90s, I actually developed one of the first group purchasing programs in the country for healthcare staffing, which was primarily created to supplement our core staffing strategies within our hospital system. As CEO of that organization, I rolled out workforce planning solutions to over 200 hospitals throughout the country. And we all know that nurse staffing is extremely expensive. It's one of the largest parts of the budget for any hospital system. And proper workforce planning is absolutely critical to be successful. So during my career as CEO of that organization, we did utilize and roll out international recruitment throughout the organization as an overall staffing strategy so that we could ensure fulfillment of hospitals' needs. This organization actually became the largest domestic and international recruitment program in the country. When I look at basically what's going on in healthcare staffing today, I truly believe that my 40 plus years of experience has given me somewhat of a unique perspective and has really better positioned us to respond to what we are experiencing during the pandemic. As far as MedPro goes, MedPro Healthcare Staffing has been in business since 1983. I was fortunate enough to join the organization back in 2004 when it was significantly smaller. And over the years, we've grown the business to where we are today, which really consists of three different service lines. Our first is our managed service program, which is our MedPro Custom Solutions. I mean, there are many, many MSPs out there throughout the country, but we really have two distinct differentiators within our MSP model. First being our state-of-the-art technology, which we truly do customize to meet the client's needs versus the other way around, and our unique supply of foreign educated professionals that we utilize to ensure fulfillment. Second line is MedPro Healthcare Staffing. And this is our traditional short-term staffing model, which provides 13-week travelers to hospitals throughout the country. And finally, our third offering is MedPro International, which is our long-term staffing solution. It's comprised of physical therapists, medical technologists, and nurses from overseas countries. And that's what we're here to talk about today, Brian.
Absolutely. Appreciate you sort of setting the stage for our listeners so they can really appreciate your perspective and you know, where you're coming from as we dive into this really important topic. And with that, I'm going to ask my first question here, which is, before the pandemic, you know, the U.S. faced a critical nursing shortage. That's only been exacerbated by the COVID-19 crisis. Nurses are exhausted. Many are retiring early. And although nursing school attendance is up, there's not enough supply to go around. So given this new reality, how can U.S. hospitals utilize foreign educated nurses to help stabilize their core staffing?
Yes, a good question. So let me start by saying that, you know, in the 40 years that, you know, I've been in healthcare, I've never seen anything remotely close, you know, to what we're all experiencing today. But what I think this pandemic has truly taught us from a staffing perspective is that it's become abundantly clear that if there was ever a time that a hospital should introduce an international program, it is now. You know, if I look before the pandemic, most hospitals throughout the country had moved to what we call a core staffing model to give them flexibility. And it's made it very difficult for these hospitals to flex up to the needed crisis levels. And they've become totally reliant on the usage of travelers, which are a limited pool, and maybe some local per diem nurses. And this model just isn't sustainable for the long run. One of my service lines at MedPro, as I said, is the short-term travel model. And this has really provided us a unique lens into what's happening with our clients from a travel perspective during the pandemic. And I can tell you that the rates have doubled and tripled that the cost of an international nurse, which is absolutely outrageous. So I would say having an international program within a hospital does allow for more financial stability, but it also provides a more stable workforce. While working at a hospital, I think it's important to note that these international nurses are on a 3-year employment agreement with MedPro. Their ultimate goal is to become part of the facility staff. As an example, many nurses that we brought into the country 10 and 15 years ago are still at their original facility. And when we call that a discuss staffing, many of them are in a leadership role. As we look ahead and begin to plan for a post-pandemic workforce, an international nursing program, I believe, should be part of any hospital's workforce planning toolbox. We all know that there's a critical nursing shortage in this country, which is only getting worse by the day, but there's simply not enough supply to go around. And, you know, as we talk about our MedPro International program, the beauty of it is really that this is supply that's new, it's unique, and it's totally exclusive, which means that you don't have to compete with other hospitals for these resources like you do with travelers. So I think as we look into the future and start to crawl out of this pandemic, all hospitals should consider implementing a workforce planning strategy that includes some foreign educated nurses.
Absolutely. I think that's such a wonderful thing. And I want to ask you a question about a lot of hospitals in the country lost a lot of their permanent nurses who went to fill crisis needs across the country. Early days of the pandemic, New York comes to mind, right? Nurses from all over the country were headed there. So that left many hospitals short-staffed. Do your clients who utilize, you know, your foreign educated nurses have similar problems as some of these hospitals in parts of the country where nurses fled to meet this urgent need?
Yeah, so let's talk about that. You know, I would say generally that all hospitals that I have spoken to have experienced some loss of their permanent staff during the pandemic. But I did find that my clients that were utilizing international nurses to fill their core positions were definitely less impacted. From the onset of the crisis, you know, permanent nurses, as you said, whether they're going to New York or elsewhere, they were just jumping ship, leaving their positions and choosing to chase the crisis pay packages. And today it continues to leave many of our hospitals in you know, with dire positions for staff even today. It's really very unfortunate. Our international clients, as I said, have not been that desperate to find staff because, as I said earlier, you know, these nurses are under a 3-year employment agreement with MedPro to provide services to the facility, and that really reduces the facility's risk of losing this staff. So we found that these hospitals have been more stable. So something that also should be said about foreign trained nurses, they love to work overtime. So it's very important because this helps to fill positions that maybe where they couldn't get a traveler. And, you know, during the crisis, this often saved the facility from hiring the traveler, paying the higher rate, but more importantly, maintaining continuity of care for their patients, which from a clinical standpoint is so very important. Additionally, many of our hospitals had to eliminate elective operating room procedures and surgeries during this time, which greatly limited revenue at a time when staffing levels were significantly elevated in order to care for all these critical COVID patients. So between paying obscene traveler rates and reduction in operating room revenue, many hospitals have been financially impacted during, I would say, every phase of this pandemic. You know, when you look at our clients who have truly leveraged their utilization of foreign educated nurses, it is very clear to me that they have been less impacted from a labor management perspective. So again, I do not think that having an international program cured the clients of staffing challenges throughout the pandemic, but it was definitely more manageable for them.
Right, right. And the next question I want to ask is about MedPro's client profile. You know, historically, think about like hospitals utilizing foreign educated nurses. You do think about rural areas utilizing these services because they have a sort of a shallower talent pool to pull from. Is this a typical profile of a MedPro client, or do you have a broader client base? Can you talk a bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think you'd be, Brian, very surprised to learn that from an overall industry perspective, 15% of registered nurses in the U.S. today are foreign educated, a much larger number than most people anticipate. You know, if I go back over my 40-year career, I've always, you know, worked alongside nurses from Philippines, Jamaica, India, and many other countries, whether being a staff nurse or in a leadership role. I think it's actually a common misperception that only rural facilities utilize foreign educated nurses, because historically, that is where the greatest need had been. You know, we staff a lot of the IHS facilities throughout the country. And if you look at an Indian reservation, for example, they would have no staff if it wasn't for foreign educated doctors and nurses. So thank God for this type of program. With today's nursing shortage, however, we staff all types of facilities across the country. We have clients in metropolitan areas and even in several world-renowned teaching facilities throughout the country. We staff international nurses in diverse geographic locations and in all types of nurse settings, including acute care hospitals. It could be subacute, whether that's a long-term acute care or a skilled nursing facility, home care, hospice, even psychiatric facility and dialysis centers. So it's just a very wide range that we staff. We do have a very global strategy for recruitment, and this includes interviewing nurses and selection from both first and third world countries. We recruit nurses in all types of specialties, whether that's operating room, emergency room, intensive care, basically every specialty that a hospital would need, and they each have varying degrees of experience. It's important to me, though, that our international recruitment strategy, it has to correspond with our domestic client footprint in order to meet the needs of our very diverse client base.
Can you share then with us where you recruit? What is the typical profile of a MedPro international nurse, and how long does it take for your clients to receive a nurse?
Great question. My philosophy is that, you know, we can never be reliant on any single country. So I think most of us know, you know, the Philippines has traditionally been really the world supply for nursing. They overproduce nurses and they're literally in every country across the globe. But at MedPro International, we utilize the global strategy. Today, most of our nurses in general come from the Caribbean, Kenya, India, Europe, and of course the Philippines, as I mentioned. The majority of our nurses do hold a bachelor's degree and come with an average of at least 7 years of experience, which is really great for our hospitals that they come with that much, so doesn't require that much training. As an RN myself, quality truly is at my core. It's our practice to conduct very thorough multi-phase behavioral screening as well as clinical screening on every single nurse. All of our nurses are deemed quality professionals, not by MedPro, but by U.S. credentialing agencies that are vetted against U.S. standards. And I believe that is a very important concept. Each nurse has to pass the UNRN NCLEX exam, the same one that I took when I became a nurse, and they all have to pass an English exam. Every nurse can speak, listen, read, and write in English. And most importantly, we ensure that they can really effectively communicate with the entire team at the facility, because there's a whole range of different folks that they have to be able to communicate with from a multidisciplinary perspective. I would say that, you know, if I look at the program, one of our biggest differentiators, you know, in working with MedPro International is that we have an amazing proprietary education program that we call MedPro University, which really prepares all of our nurses for life and work in the United States. And in terms of a timeline, I mean, this is always very important to a hospital because they know that it is a long process. We basically, it's about 3 to 6 months from the time a hospital selects a nurse until the time that they deploy. While this may seem like a long time, it really does give clients the time they need to prepare their staff from a cultural perspective. And it additionally gives us time, I think, to collaborate on long-term workforce planning, because it's just known that, you know, the better we understand our clients' needs, the more consultative and customized our offering can be.
So then thinking about timelines here, which as you laid out, are very important to your clients. You know, you have this abundant supply of international nurses that you've recruited, but there are external factors at play here that are out of MedPro's control and your client's control, such as immigration policy that can often impede nurses' deployment to the U.S. So I'm curious about what efforts you're undertaking to help accelerate this process so that these nurses who are critically needed arrive as soon as possible to the United States.
Yeah, great. So, the international recruitment healthcare space, you know, it has significant barriers of entry. I can't, you know, stress that enough. It requires years of expertise and experience. There's significant financial backing and the ability to really, you know, maneuver through an ever-changing, highly regulated industry is absolutely critical to success. But because of our years of experience in this space, you know, we've really learned to adapt and perfect our practices, you know, over this time. And it really allows us to sit and it allows us and has allowed us to successfully deploy and employ more foreign educated healthcare professionals into the healthcare system than any other company in the U.S. Although immigration, you know, is ever changing, you know, our approach, and it demands that we be very, very proactive. We invest significant resources to have a presence in DC. This allows us really to stay abreast of changes that are, you know, coming down the pike, whether that's with immigration itself, regulatory agents, or even the our U.S. embassies. I'm also proud that, you know, we're a founding member and hold a current board seat with the American Association of International Healthcare Recruitment, which is known as AAIHR. And AAIHR is the only trade association today representing international healthcare recruitment. AAIHR not only focuses on the ethical recruitment of healthcare professionals, but it also serves really as the voice of international healthcare recruitment in DC as well as across the globe. You know, we're keenly aware of the rising nursing shortage, and over the years, we've really made it our purpose to bring awareness to lawmakers in DC so that the future of international healthcare recruitment is secure.
Thank you, Liz. I think that's such important work you're doing. I mean, I think that, you know, healthcare is, you know, this global need. I think the pandemic has even shown how much we're all tied together. So international recruitment for healthcare just seems like such an important thing to be focusing on right now.
Absolutely.
And one final question here before we sign off. So what would you want, just closing thoughts here, what would you want a hospital to know about the steps it takes to deploy a nurse to the U.S. and how can they work collaboratively with you to get them here?
Okay, great question. You know, I think what's most important to know is that MedPro invests in having a really extensive pipeline of overseas nurses. Today, we have over 3,000 nurses in our pipeline at various stages of the immigration process, which allows us to provide a steady flow of deployments, you know, for our clients. MedPro does bear all the burden for all of the process, as well as the cost to get the nurse to the United States. So what does that mean to you as a prospective client of MedPro? Well, basically that translates to no upfront costs, no financial risk, as it's an all-inclusive hourly bill rate, similar to how you would pay a traveler. We also know that things happen. So if you commit to a nurse, but something changes in your census or staffing levels or whatever occurs that requires that you no longer need the nurse, we will work with you to redirect that nurse to somewhere else in your healthcare system or to a facility outside of your system as needed. While it is a multi-year process for us, we only introduce the nurses to our clients for screening, interview, and selection approximately 3 months to 6 months before they actually deploy to the United States. As I mentioned earlier, international healthcare recruitment is very highly regulated. You know, and sometimes there are obstacles and that we need to overcome. But because of our years of experience and our presence in DC, we are typically able to effectively navigate these obstacles as they arise. On occasion, however, you know, when I have a client that says this is really an urgent need, I really need this international nurse as quickly as possible, they will often ask, what can I do to help? And I would say that the answer is really, really very simple. Get the message to your local senator or congressman and just let them know how critical this workforce is to their local community. You know, whether that means picking up the phone or writing a letter, these lawmakers truly like to hear from their constituents. And I would say one of their most important constituents is their local hospital, especially during a pandemic. Anytime a hospital can support this process by calling or writing their government officials, that message truly resonates and creates the awareness needed of their local community needs.
Yeah, Liz, so some really great points there. You know, I think if there was ever a time where your congressman or senator is going to really pay attention to a note from a healthcare leader, hospital leader, I think now's definitely that time. So thank you so much for this great discussion and sharing all your thoughts with us today. I'd also like to thank MedPro Staffing for sponsoring this episode. Listeners, you can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.